I'm standing next to the Rathmullen House Good Food Road Food Rathmullen House on Wheels stand, and standing next to me is Mark Wheeler. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm very well indeed, thank you.
We've had a little bit of a conversation prior to this, and the first thing you were saying to me when you were trying to paint, I suppose, a picture of Rathmullen House is that I said to you breakfast and you said Burren Smokehouse Salmon, which is how we got talking. And organic scrambled eggs for breakfast?
Yeah, well, I think everybody wants to start the day off really well, and a proper breakfast is wonderful. So not only do we have the Burren smoked salmon, the sausages and the bacon that you eat for breakfast is that the pigs are in the walled garden. I must show you a photograph of that.
You must invite me up, see the pigs.
Well, I mean, our bacon and sausages come from a local farmer called John Hamilton, and we asked him, would he give us some pigs? And so he brings us the pigs. They're in the walled garden, and it's amazing the kind of the reaction from the kids who are staying in the hotel, who go around and have a look at the pigs.
I was trying to get a picture of Rathmullen House as to what it is. You are a hotel, but also, is it fair to say, fine dining as well, but not fine in the stuffy sense. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, everybody kind of says to us, well, you know, when did you take up kind of growing your own ingredients? Now, the hotel's been going 50 years this year, and we've always done this. My father has always gardened. We've always kind of carefully sourced our ingredients. So our job is actually taking the best of the ingredients and not doing very much with them, and just having them served on a plate.
Rathmullen House has 30 bedrooms. Is it a large estate?
No. It was a summer residence of the Batt family. Now, the Batt family, like, it's a bit of deja vu, were bankers. And they went bankrupt.
So this what year was this?
They went bankrupt in about the 1940s.
Okay.
So they founded the Belfast Bank, which is now the National Irish Bank. So it was their holiday home. No, it's a fine big holiday home, but that's what it is. So it's really very unusual to get a house which is kind of bang on the beach. So you can leave the front door and you can be down on the beach in 2 minutes.
First of all, whereabouts is Rathmullen House?
Rathmullen House is on the shores of Lough Swilly. It's north of Letterkenny on the Fannad Peninsula. And if you look out the window, you look over to Buncrana.
I nearly want to go there and buy a postcard just so I can put it on my fridge to remind myself to go there again. If I was to describe the ultimate weekend for a beau, a loved one, and bring her up there, or equally, you say, Pete, no, I'll tell you what you do, come up here with three of your best friends, give me the two scenarios on what Rathmullen House would make me want to leave with and say, I've got to go back there again.
Well, I mean, the difference is that you arrive stressed and you'll leave floating out the front door. And that floating out the front door is going for a walk along the beach. It's having breakfast until 11 o'clock. It's purely relaxing. You can walk into the village, have a pint in the White Hart, walk back again, have a nice relaxing lunch sitting on the front lawn. If you want to be a bit more active, we can arrange golf or sailing, but it's purely absolutely doing nothing.
Most people would be aware of you maybe from the sounds, I don't know, a little bit unorthodox, is that the wrong word to use, but Electric Picnic, you're at Bloom obviously, but Electric Picnic, what other festivals do you do?
This year we're doing Leonard Cohen in Kilmainham. So we did the kind of one of our most famous things. What we did is that when Leonard Cohen played in Lizardale House, we actually catered for him after their gig. So that's our claim to fame. As well, Electric Picnic. We did Prince and Malahide, where we do all the kind of the catering for the Errigal Arts Festival as well.
What's the thinking behind doing Electric Picnic when you are, I suppose, I mean, it's kind of me saying, oh my God, it's him. You're like, you are the man, and then you kind of do EP. What's the...
Well, I mean, what's important for us is that people think, oh, you mentioned estate, big house. Is that we're a relaxing house, and we want people to come, put their feet up and relax. And we need to keep our age profile younger. We have to kind of develop new customers. So the people who are at Electric Picnic are at Electric Picnic for that weekend. And then later on in the year, they want a different type of weekend, and hopefully they'll come to us.
If I was going to Rathmullen House, should I wear a cravat or should I wear a Nyshot JR t-shirt or a Led Zeppelin t-shirt? Would I look out of place in either?
Well, look at me now. I've got a pair of shorts on. It's not stuffy. It's purely relaxing.
Is it expensive?
No, not really. Not really. So, I mean, bed and breakfast for kind of stew starts at kind of 150 euro. And that includes the use of the swimming pool. And you will come away a different person.
You got a swimming pool?
Yeah, I have a swimming pool as well as the sea. So, amazing how many people before breakfast kind of put on their robes. We don't have slippers. We give our guests flip flops in the bedroom, and they can go down, go for a beach.
Can they rob the flip flops?
The flip flops are the flip flop. quite funny is that we do a great trade in flip flops. If we have a wedding, when all the girls kind of trade in their high heels, they all then at about 12 o'clock at night, is the biggest fashion item is a Rathmullen House flip flop.
Hey, give me this one. I'm looking at your food stall. We had a chat about it with Margita a little bit earlier. How funky is the food? Give me the top three dishes, I suppose. Give me the top seller and give me your own personal favourite.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it starts off with what we serve it in. Okay, so
this is at the roadside.
This is at the roadside. So we have bamboo boats, which we serve the food in. And we serve it with wooden cutlery. At Bloom, we've had fish cakes. Salmon and haddock fish cakes with leaves from the garden. We've had a Rathmullen coddle, which literally had the fish which is outside the front door, fish for. And we've had crab linguine. The van is probably kind of, that's the signature dish, is crab linguine, which is linguine, kind of like a spaghetti pasta. And the crab is going with fennel seeds, parsley, lemon, and dried chilies. And to finish off, believe it or not, is that earlier on is that we picked some gooseberries and made gooseberry fool. Now, that is really not what you expect from a...
Folks, I have to say, if you do get a chance, you are passing by, check out Rathmullen House. Go to the website. Do you have a website?
Yes, rathmullenhouse.com.
Are you on the Twitter sphere?
No, but we're quite good on Facebook. So actually, if anybody at the moment kind of clicks on the picture of the tulips outside the bedroom on Facebook, they've got a chance to win a weekend.
Folks, from Bloom 2012, Mark, Brigida, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.